Okay, let me explain again what we just did. Spike, just a second ago, dressed up as one of those medic transport guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guys that, you know, carry around the different organs for transplants. And he walked into a business with a cooler, and inside of it was a pig's heart. And it looks exactly like a human heart. I mean, it is so good. And he left it on the counter and then bought something and walked out. And on there is our phone number here at the radio station. We're doing another Mojo in the Morning street scam. And we're hoping that they will call us up here at the radio station so that we could play a prank on them and see what their reaction is to the fact that they have what could be a human heart sitting right there on their counter.
Do you think they'll call or just like dispose of it or just act like they don't see it?
Dispose of it? I mean,
I don't know.
What would you do if
you know? Were, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe they're busy.
Oh, I'm getting waved at. The line is ringing. We told them to call line number 8, so I don't know. Hopefully this is them. Let me pick up the line here. Hello?
Yes, I'm a manager on North.
Yes.
Apparently somebody that works at your department left an organ on my counter.
What?
That I don't know. It's just they left their little carrying their little igloo. Says human organs, marrow, and or tissue.
Can you describe what the container looks like?
It's red and white, has a handle, has eagle on the side of it. It's open, push button, and it shows the arrow, the button to push.
Okay.
Where
are you located, sir? Did you look inside of it yet?
Yeah, I looked inside of it.
What's inside of it?
I don't know. I'm not... You know, too good. I just know that it's something.
You didn't touch anything, did you? Because that's extremely.
I just opened it and looked, and
maybe that's not a heart,
but I didn't touch it.
Sir, hold on one sec, okay? I'm trying to track the route. I apologize for this. This is obviously something that normally doesn't happen, but we do.
Not something I'm used to seeing either.
We're a transplant team, and we do transplants, and obviously we have drivers that are on the run to different hospitals, and Can you hang on and we'll send a driver over there? You said it's on.
Yes.
And it's the there.
Yes.
And what mile road again? Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Malik.
Malik, one of our drivers just left it in there?
I'm not even sure. I just came back up to the front and I thought it was somebody's lunch pail or whatnot. And then I looked on the side of it and saw what it said. So I just called the number, opened it up to see if it was anything in there. And when I saw it was, I called the number. I was going to wait for them to come back, you know, to realize that they had left it. But then when I saw something there,
All right, Malik, well, we are dispatching a driver over there as soon as possible. They should be there pretty soon because we have drivers all across the city. But can you do me a favor? Could you keep it in a cool spot? Do you have a cool spot that you can keep that cooler in? The ice hasn't melted too much inside, has it?
No, it hasn't.
All right, Malik, can you hang on to that? And I'm going to send a driver over there, and I do appreciate you calling, but that actually an organ that is supposed to be sent over to hospital.
All right.
Malik, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Spike?
Yeah.
He totally fell for it.
Yeah, we're good.
Cool. Okay.
Spike, what are you going to do? You can go back in there?
I'll go back in and collect it, but maybe I'll have a mishap or so. I don't know. Checking to make sure its precious cargo is still okay. Maybe I'll accidentally drop it on the floor.
Oh, unbeknownst to him, he found a heart on his counter.
Is he taking good care of this heart? Because there's a 12-year-old boy on a stretcher, and in 2 hours, it's going to be a major transplant operation.
How close are you to there?
I'm right in their parking lot.
All right, go ahead. Walk in.
Okay.
Walk in. All right.
Get out of the car here.
It's the Mojo in the Morning street scam. And the transplant team is on. Could you imagine if this actually was a transplant team that was doing something like this?
Walking up to the door here.
All right.
Hi. Do you have a cooler I left here? I got a call and my is grass.
Yeah.
My boss has found out. You didn't touch anything in the cooler.
No.
Okay. That's got to stay sterile. Are you Malik?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I just, that's cool. I just didn't want to, you didn't open it or touch or anything?
I opened it.
You opened it?
When I saw something in it.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it. Oh, my God. All right, Hank, you got napkin? Oh, my God. Spilled all over the place. Do you have rubber gloves or anything?
No, we're good.
No rubber gloves? Oh, my God.
Did you spill it on the floor?
It's all over. Hang on. I'll put it back in.
Ask if you can get some ice from the ice machine.
I'm just going to put it in. Do you have some? Oh, I got. Oh, you got rubber gloves? Cool. This is sterile. This, do you have an ice machine or something? I didn't touch it, but I'm going to. I'll rinse it off before. Okay. I'll just. Just do me a favor. Don't tell my boss to drop on the floor, because I'll get in so much trouble if I don't. Thank you guys so much for calling. Thank you. I'm sorry. Thank you. Okay, you guys, I'm clear from the store. And they have a dozen people freaking out right now that I just dropped the heart on the floor. And that I just scooped it up with a napkin and put it back in. I said, it'll be okay. And they're running rubber gloves to me as I'm holding it in my hand. I go, no, don't worry, it's okay, I'll rinse it off.
Oh, somebody's calling. Somebody's calling line 8.
All right.
Hello?
Can I speak to some supervisor, please?
Yeah, this is a supervisor. Hi.
Okay, are you the same person I just talked to?
My driver is on his way over there right now.
Okay, well, apparently the guy that left it came back to get it.
Okay, so he did pick it up. Excellent. Did you keep a sterile environment for him?
But that's not it, though.
What?
He opened the container and dropped it on the floor.
He opened the what?
He opened the container and dropped it on the floor.
You've got to be kidding me. He dropped the heart on the floor?
Yes. This is not something I'm playing around with. I have a customer in here that just saw it. He opened it to make sure it was okay, went to close it, and then took off and then dropped it on the floor. Told me not to call and report it, but, I mean, that's not something I'm just going to let slide. That's a human organ.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want that to happen, do you?
No, I got my whole crew in disarray because it was already bad enough that they saw, the fact that the guy left an organ and then he drops it on the floor.
So he dropped the organ on the floor and...
Yes.
But he did pick it up and he brought it with him?
Yes.
All right, hang on the phone for a second, sir, okay?
Uh-huh.
Sir, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Sir, I have the driver on the phone with us right now.
Uh-huh.
Are you there?
I'm here. I don't understand what's going on. I picked it up.
Okay, did you drop that organ?
Drop it? No, I didn't drop it.
Sir, he says that he didn't drop it. Is it in a sterile environment still?
I have it in the cooler. I didn't.
Sir, can you hear the driver?
Yeah, I can hear him. I mean, I have my whole crew that witnessed it. I have a customer here that witnessed it. So
I wouldn't even open it. I mean, that's for the transplant in 2 hours. Why would I open it? It's got to be sterile.
They have the driver on the phone. He said he didn't drop it. I mean, I'm talking to the supervisor. I'm talking to
him. I'd be glad to tell the supervisor. Unfortunately, just been. Did you drop it in the business?
This driver says he didn't drop it. Did you guys drop it?
No, the driver himself dropped it.
The driver dropped it.
He came in here wearing all black. He had a headset on.
And you have other people back there. Can you hold the phone up so I can hear the other people? Ask them if he dropped.
I can put you on speakerphone.
Yeah, put it on speakerphone. Ask those people if it was dropped.
Excuse me?
Yeah. What was that? Was the organ dropped on the floor?
On a linoleum floor. That I don't feel sorry for this driver. If he's got to look for a new job, he's just not suitable for it. When you have a heart and a kidney or whatever, I saw fall out of there. I couldn't believe it. I thought, is he taking his meal to lunch? And I said, oh, my God, it has a medical symbol on the side of that box.
So,
I got to be really concerned about that heart, and maybe it'll be okay.
You would terminate him if you had one of your employees drop a heart on your floor.
Who am I talking to? I want to know who I'm talking to.
Hello?
I want a name.
You're talking to Mojo.
Mojo, I don't buy that. Mojo, first name or last name?
Mojo. As in Mojo in the Morning from Channel 955?
What the hell?
You guys, it's been street scams. You did the right thing because, you know what? I don't know if people would call in and report that, but you guys did the right thing.
You mean to say you really just...
You're on the radio right now.
Your co-workers called. They just street scammed you guys.
We're on the radio right now, aren't we? Okay.
You guys, we're proud of you because, I mean, first of all, we don't have a heart or else we wouldn't have pulled this on you. But we're glad you actually reported it because most people wouldn't report it. They'd mind their own business.
Had to been the dumbest guy in the world.
That's me.
You got that right.
Oh, my God. I'm speechless. Okay, y'all better watch y'all back.
Thanks, Malik.
All right, man.
Bye-bye. Bye. Mojo in the morning.